I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Sports Saturday is proudly brought to you by SRE.com. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It has been a long, long time coming here on Cougar Sports Saturday, but we need to get the competitive juices flowing once again and for the first time in the calendar year of 2022.
Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Let's go! It's back! And it's brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. They're run by diehard BYU fans. They're winners at econpartners.com. Proud sponsor of Cougar Sports Saturday and the Top 5.
And if this is your new year, new you, first time listening to the show, Top 5, of course, we bring in our producer, Dallin Graff, the maestro of the Top 5, to play a little bit of it. It's like a game show where we guess the Top 5 on Dallin's list. And Dallin, what's the topic of your list today?
Well, I'm very excited to be back. It has been far too long.
Yeah.
And the competitive juices, we need a little bit on the show. So, you know, last year, a lot of the offseason and a lot of the top fives that I did were based around the running back position, right? We had Tyler Allgeier coming off the big season, anticipated that he would have a big year in 2021, and he did. I'm going to tell you guys, though, in 2022, I believe it is the year of the wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
I believe we're going to see some big seasons from the likes of Puka Nacua, who had a fantastic year last year, 800 receiving yards for Puka, and the return of Gunnar Romney, who announced that he would be returning to school for a fifth year. Romney has a chance to put himself atop some of the, or at least in the conversation of some of these lists of all-time receivers at BYU. So today what we're focused on is the top five in career receptions at BYU. Currently, Gunnar Romney, 117 career receptions at BYU, but a return next year in a big season, he could see himself in the top 10 and potentially even the top 5. So that is what it is today, top 5 in career receptions. It includes all players, wide receivers, tight ends. There's no position specific there, and you just got to give me the name. So that is it, pretty easy, and we will start with Matt.
Well, I'm going to start with Cody Hoffman. I'll just get out of the way right now.
Yes. So. A great guess, because he is number one, and not by a small margin, mind you. 260 career receptions for Cody Hoffman. That biggest season, obviously, 2012, where he had 100 receptions, 1,200 receiving yards, but he had, in all four of his seasons, at least 40 receptions all 4 years. So, obviously consistent throughout his career, but that big junior season for him really puts him over the top.
It's unbelievable that he's number one. And look, we love Riley Nelson on the program. Love him to death. But that was a weak era of BYU quarterback play. And for Cody Hoffman to do what he did with Jake Heaps was in there, Riley Nelson. I mean, there were so many. He got passes from, what, like six or seven different quarterbacks? James Lark, he had a career day with James Lark down in New Mexico. It was, like, incredible that he did that, and it wasn't – it like, typically when you have someone shoot up the stats, it's like a pairing where they're a great quarterback and a great wide receiver, but he did it with a bunch of different guys, so impressive for Cody Hoffman.
Absolutely. All right, next guess is yours, Mitch.
I'm going to go with Dennis Pitta.
Yes, there we go. Number two on the list here, Dennis Pitta. He's 39 receptions behind Cody Hoffman, so that just goes to show the lead there. 221 career receptions for Dennis Pitta. His biggest season, 2008, where he had 83 receptions, over 1,000 receiving yards there. But again, another guy who all 4 years was consistent, those last 3 years in particular, all over 800 receiving yards, all about 60 receptions or more. So that's going to get you up the list. And a guy who did benefit from top-tier quarterback play at BYU.
He definitely did. And you mentioned coming in that, you know, a lot of the talk for 2021 was the running back, Tyler Allgeier, former PWO, preferred walk-on. That was Dennis Pitta, too, preferred walking. Think about all these, like, great players in BYU history. Allgeier, preferred walk-on. Cody Hoffman only had an offer from Sacramento State. Dennis Pitta, preferred walk-on. Like, it's kind of crazy that some of the BYU greats, just they are not this decorated recruits, which sometimes pains me because I'm all about the star life. However, BYU is a place that they get guys that they buy into BYU and the foundation of the school and the program can create some great success for these guys.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mitch. All right, we're tied up. Back to you, Matt. Where do you want to go?
I'm not feeling great about this one because he left early. But when I was given that spiel about wide receiver quarterback combinations, the guy that came to mind was Austin Colley. Okay, great.
Yes, Austin Colley. He's third on the list. 215 career receptions for Austin Colley. Obviously, that big year, his junior season that led him to head to the NFL, 106 receptions that year, over 1,500 receiving yards. I mean, that's probably the best receiving season anyone's had at BYU. But those previous 3 years, the one before the mission in 2004, 53 receptions, and then 2007, 56 receptions. So he was a guy who only three seasons, but he was really consistent as he kind of grew into his role and then obviously exploded for that final year at BYU.
And I love the way that they used Austin Colley, too, which I'm maybe projecting here a little bit with Puka and Gunner, but Colley played every position and ran every route. And he was never pigeonholed into the deep threat or the slot guy. He just was everywhere. And I think Puka and Gunner are a lot like Austin Colley in the sense that they can run all the routes, they can do all the things. We've already seen that a little bit with Puka, where he's doing jet sweeps and different things, but I really hope that Aaron Roderick, Fessy Satake, they'll use these guys like Austin Colley was used, because when you put people all over the field in different areas, it's very hard to defend, and that's what allows guys to have great seasons like Colley did back in 2008.
It was a total shame that Colley was not the Mountain West Player of the Year that year. I think it was Brian Johnson. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I know Utah went undefeated, but Colley was the nation's best receiver. How he didn't even win the Biletnikoff. It was like, that guy was so good. We agree that he's the best receiver in BYU history, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, Colley was the man. He was a favorite of Peyton Manning, the sheriff. He was a favorite of Bill Belichick, I think, signed him a couple times. Like, yep. Colley was awesome.
All right, we are 3 for 3 so far. Let's see if we can keep it going. The guess is yours, Mitch.
This guy has burned me a few times in these wide receiver lists. Matt knows where I'm going.
Yep.
He shares my name, Mitch Matthews.
He gets you this time, and it's a good guess because he did have 73 receptions in 2014.
Oh,
that's eighth all time in single season receptions. But no, he's not even top 10 career receptions.
I literally texted him. I said, "Hey, send me your good luck baseball jersey you always wear at those BYU football games. I'm picking your name, man. I'm picking you." Nope, it doesn't come through. Are you kidding me, Mitch?
It's a tough break for Mitch Harper, and we go back to Matt. A chance to seal it all here with the win.
I really want this one, but the list is getting difficult now. I'm going to try Andy Boyce.
Another good guess. Had a big single season in 1990, 79 receptions, but doesn't crack the top 10.
Let's go with Eric Drage.
Clay Brown.
So again, we're guessing the top five receptions all time.
Yes, top five career receptions.
We've got three already. We're guessing the remaining two here on the top five. Brought to you by Economic Partners. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of this. This is a little bit tricky. How about? Gosh, I'm trying to think. KO Louis.
Love the guess though. Love the guess.
Man, a KO punch.
Okay, this guy was here for a little bit. He was a favorite target of John Beck. Let's try Johnny Harlene.
That's a good guess. I thought you got it there.
Both the final remaining names give you a little hint here. They're both pre-2000.
Okay. Let's go with Chris Smith.
How about Todd Christensen?
He was a fullback at BYU. He was more in the ground attack. Hopefully the Raiders silver and black win one for Todd today.
It's starting up here pretty quick. Yeah.
Raiders Bengals, let's go. Silver and black. I'm trying to think here. Let's go with Glenn Kozlowski.
Pre-2000s.
Yes.
That throws a wrinkle into it. Let's go with I'm blanking here. Let's try Jamal Willis.
Not bad. I mean, he was a guy that would catch some passes out of the backfield. All right. Here, let's start to zero in here. I'm trying to think.
Oh my goodness.
Give you a little hint.
Hey, hold on. I got one. I'm gonna go with Phil Odell.
Ooh. And that's a great guess, Mitch, because he is sixth. He just misses out there. Phil Odell, 1965 to 1967. That's a deep cut. So you get a little credit
half
for that
point,
one.
Half a point, maybe?
It's still wrong, but you get a little credit here. We got two left. I'll give you a little hint here. There is a receiver from the Ty Detmer era on this list. So think about that. Heisman winner, big seasons there.
Okay,
the
I got one. Matt Bellini.
Let's go!
And there we go. Matt gets the win.
Woo-hoo!
With the Matt. Oh, my goodness. Matt
Mitch
Bellini.
Burned me. Matt delivers for him.
Yes, there you go. Matt Bellini.
Unbelievable.
204 career receptions.
Marcus is better.
For Matt Bellini.
Marcus is better.
And all four seasons, consistent. 51 receptions, 51 receptions, 43, 59. So this wasn't a guy who had any big season that really put him over the top. It was just 4 years of consistent play. Obviously benefited from fantastic quarterback play there with Ty Detmer. Any other shots at that last name? We want to take any guesses.
I feel like there's a tight. Is it a tight end?
It is not a tight end. Okay, he's a wide receiver.
Well, let me say this: Matt Bellini. Kalani's referenced him as like Lopini Katoa, who's coming back in the running back room for his sixth year. He's kind of compared him a little bit to a Matt Bellini because Katoa has had some phenomenal grabs in the receiving game out of the backfield.
Oh, yeah.
So Matt Bellini delivers. Another guess I would take, maybe Golden Richards.
I got nothing.
Nothing. All right, we're talking about number five here.
Margin Hooks.
Oh,
wow, sky's the limit.
Margin Hooks. That's a tough one, guys. I'm not gonna lie.
It's
a tough. You know, but 189 career receptions for Margin Hooks, played from 1997 to the year his final season 2000.
I'm not gonna lie. Margin Hooks might be one of the more underappreciated BYU receivers. Mitch Matthews.
We just.
I know. Margin Hooks.
Yeah, you call him slept on. You forgot about
it. It's so crazy to me. I don't know why. But it's kind of aligned with, you know, what Matt was talking about with Cody Hoffman's time. Margin Hooks played in that stretch where the quarterback play wasn't great. Like, Federick was good, Kevin Federick.
Right.
He was okay. Drew Miller was in there for a spot. He was like a top recruit. But, Margin Hooks, those bib jerseys. Man, all the memories are flooding back now. I'm sorry. Sky's the limit, Margin Hooks.
Mitch is going to be watching Margin Hook highlights after the show today, just thinking, man, where did I go wrong?
I'm going to apologize to him. I am. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Margin. I feel bad.
I can't believe we didn't think of Bellini sooner. In my brain, as we wrap this up, and the top five is brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. I just felt like Ty Detmer spread the football around so much that there wasn't someone that he just zeroed in on, and that guy shot up the Well, obviously, yep. I was wrong with Matt Bellini.
Yeah, so. BYU back in the day, too, they always had the games where 7, 8, 9 receivers would catch passes. So
four
made
passes.
Made it a little bit tricky to figure out that top five. Good list, Alan. Good start to 2022.
Great start to 2022. Yeah, well,
I'm still a little bit mad at Mitch. Mitch Matthews. I saw him at a basketball game recently, too. And I wanted to say, Mitch, I completely disagree with your Big 12 take about, like, what was it he said something about we need to create our own thing? Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. Mitch, I'm sorry. Love you still, but
Matt Bellini, I love you, baby. Let's keep winning in 2022. Back after this.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.